Stargate Atlantis Fic by Scribbler Lenore, called The House Call. John Rodney, rated NC-17 if it had a rating, but it's not indicated. Prompted with the word anonymous and written for a porn battle. Immersed in a millennium problem, Rodney doesn't so much have a schedule as a regime. 4.5 hours of sleep a night, 15 minutes for meals, and every other waking second working. He hasn't left the house since May, he thinks. He does allow himself one indulgence when he finishes a section of the proof. A call to the male escort service. Just one request, someone different than last time. Because sex can never be too anonymous. The guy they send over apparently never got that memo. He slouches in Rodney's doorway, all messy dark hair and charming smile. Hey, I'm John. Just get in here, Rodney snaps, making John grin. He drifts around the room, taking in the physics journals and the scattered pages of equations. Are you a genius or something? Rodney fires back. Are you a prostitute or just wasting my time? John laughs and peels off his t-shirt. Better? It's a start. John kicks off his pants and lets Rodney look. He has a beautiful body. He's cocked long, already taking an interest. Rodney fumbles with his belt. Suck me. John tugs at the hem of Rodney's shirt. Come on, he raises an eyebrow questioningly. Rodney's paying for anonymous, but he hears himself giving up his name anyway. John smiles. Well, Rodney, how about you let me drive? He doesn't wait for an answer, doesn't appear to expect one. He shucks Rodney's shirt and thumbs Rodney's nipples, sucks and kisses them, before finally getting to his knees. He urges Rodney to step out of his pants and then goes down and around Rodney's cock, tongue sliding along his shaft. Rodney sinks his fingers into John's thick hair and rocks his hips. John mouths his balls and Rodney whimpers, and John's hand goes wandering back and back until his fingers are rubbing at Rodney's hole. Rodney jerks and says no, and John dutifully takes his hand away for about 3 seconds. Are you simple? Rodney demands testily. John bites his thigh, not hard enough to hurt, but Rodney shouts anyway. I know guys like you. Want to call the shots? But you don't have a clue what you really need. Rodney makes a skeptical face. And you do. Damn right. John gets to his feet, takes Rodney by the cock. Where's your bedroom? Rodney has always thought being led around by it was just an expression, but apparently John never got that memo either. He arranges Rodney on the bed, pillow under his hips. You have an incredibly beautiful ass. John runs his hands over it. Rodney snores. You say that to all your customers. John stretches along his back and sucks on his neck. Only when it's true. Rodney's lone experience getting fucked with a strap-on happy ex-girlfriend, one of the more humiliating half-hours of his life. So when he feels John's erection brush his leg, he tenses, and John murmurs, easy. Breath against his cheek, and then John's lips. Rodney moans and spreads his legs, and John puts his tongue in him, and then his fingers. By the time he feels John's cock, Rodney's shaking, making broken little noises. John sinks into him like he owns Rodney's insides, and part of Rodney wants to fight. Give it up, John coaxes. Give it up to me. Rodney takes a hiccupy breath, and John starts to move, and pleasure licks up Rodney's spine. John rides harder, and Rodney begs, fuck me. Rodney. John's voice is choked. Rodney comes. Afterwards, he can breathe. Really breathe, and suddenly ideas are rushing at him. He grabs for a pen and paper. John curves against his back, rubbing a hand over his hip. You want me to go? I still have hours left. And then, more imploringly, sleep while I work? He feels the smile against his shoulder blade. Hey, I want you to get your money's worth. Rodney scribbles out his insights, and when John wakes, they have sex again. John goes to shower, and Rodney sits on the edge of the bed, waiting. When John comes back, Rodney awkwardly presses cash into his hand. John smiles. Thanks. He hesitates and then bends down. The kiss is deep and soft. See you, Rodney. The next time Rodney calls the escort service, he hasn't finished a section of the proof, and when he makes his one request, it's, I want the guy you sent last time. I want John. The end.